you, everyone. We are back in session. We are to Ordinance Amendment Number 35. And this is in first reading. City Clerk, when you're fit and able, you are ready, sir.
Ordinance Amendment Number 35, Local Food and Community Self-Governance Ordinance of 2016, an ordinance to protect the health and integrity of the local food in the city of Rockland. This is a postponed item. It was postponed from the December 12, 2016 meeting. It has received a motion for passage in first reading and is now once again before the council for discussion.
Councilors, as passage has been moved, is there discussion? Councilor Geiger.
Mayor, I'd like to propose an amendment for ordinance number 35, and I wish to speak to it.
You absolutely can. You are recognized.
First, I want to just say that last week's agenda-setting discussion on this ordinance was not my finest hour, and I came prepared to speak for the previous month's concerns and was unprepared for those raised on Wednesday, and I apologize to my colleagues for if I seemed intransigent. Policy is rarely a black and white, and there are often competing public goods that is certainly true with this ordinance. Two at least come to mind. One is food safety, the other is individual choice and support of local farmers and sustainable farming and sustainable communities. There are reasons to weigh in on one side or the other. For some, food safety is the predominant concern. For me and for several others, including many of the people in this room this evening, we wish to weigh in support of freedom of choice, support of local food and farmers, without compromising safety. However, I did hear several of the concerns at last week's meeting, and I want to propose several amendments to Ordinance Number 35. Do you want me to go through it?
Yeah. It'll be up to you whether you want to, if you have multiple, whether you want to do them one by one or as a group.
Can I ask a quick clarification?
Sure.
Is this all the amendments, or do you have others?
That is it.
Okay.
I think I'd do them all together.
Okay.
So the amendments I'm requesting to change would be under Section 2 definitions, as used in this ordinance, C, local foods, will be changed to mean local foods means any food or food product that is grown, produced, and processed by Rockland individuals who sell directly to their patrons, and the change is to add in the word Rockland so it's clear that this is food grown and produced by local residents. The second one is Section 9. There was concern that this ordinance went against charter, and so this ordinance change is this ordinance shall be effective 30 days after its enactment. The next change is Section 11. City staff were concerned about the amount of work that would be required to go through all existing ordinances to see if they in any way conflicted. I think there are plenty of opportunities to make amendments to any conflicting ordinances in the future, and so I'm removing that section in its entirety. And then finally, Section 12 would then become Section 11.
Councilors, there is an amendment on the table. Is there discussion on the amendment offered? Councilor Pritchett.
Sure. I would just like to speak briefly to Councilor Geiger's proposal to repeal Section Number 11. This was one of several provisions that I think are problematic in the ordinance as drafted. It says, in part, all inconsistent provisions of prior ordinances adopted by the City of Rockland are hereby repealed, but only to the extent necessary to remedy the inconsistency. I think there's an open question as to whether you can actually pass an ordinance amendment this way. And the second, it leaves any number of ordinance provisions unclear. For example, the council recently passed an ordinance regarding domestic chickens, which has a limit to the number of chickens in it. Is that limit on the number of chickens now repealed based on this amendment? Was it passed? There are several provisions of this ordinance that I think are difficult to figure out on a local level how to implement. And I think they cause problems for any planning board, code enforcement officer trying to untangle them. This is only one that I think needs to go away.
Any further discussion on the amendment offered? City Clerk, you're recognized for the vote on the amendment.
Councilor Acker.
Yes.
Councilor Geiger.
Yes.
Mayor Clayton.
Yes.
Councilor Pritchard?
Yes.
Councilor Blazier?
Yes.
That is 5-4, none opposed. The amendment passes. We are back at ordinance amendment number 35 as amended. Is there further discussion? I know there's more discussion.
Maybe you should ask the clerk for a vote very quick.
Councilor Eckhart, thank you.
I just want to say that we've been on this, I would characterize it somewhat as a roller coaster with this ordinance for a good amount of time. I started out on this process with a great deal of interest in this ordinance and what it, you know, theoretically what it stands for and what it means. We had a very, very productive workshop. Heather and the other lady's name, they came, they gave us a lot of great information. And I was impressed. I've done a great deal of research on my own, and I still have some conflicts with this in terms of, for a couple of reasons. The law, and whether or not state and federal law will preempt this ordinance. My impression is that it will, based on much of the reading that I've done. So, in essence, it kind of makes this a toothless ordinance, more of a symbolic gesture, in my view. I also want to say that I have a problem with what I see as a characterization of this as an issue involving people's rights to food and the support of local agriculture in Rockland. I feel like Rockland has historically and does presently and will in the future support local agriculture. I feel like the state of Maine is a great state for farming, for young farmers, as my fellow Old County Road resident expressed. There's a lot of resources here for farmers. There are a lot of opportunities. I don't necessarily recognize the issues in terms of how this ordinance affects a person's right to food. I don't know that there are laws on the books here that prevent people from growing and processing most foods and selling it to their neighbors. I know that we have a pretty vigorous farmers market. We have farm stands. We have a lot of opportunity here. We don't have a lot of farmland, so there aren't, you know, we're not bursting at the seams with farming here in Rockland. So some of the rhetoric around it has, you know, caused me to feel a little bit conflicted in terms of its necessity. So I've been doing a lot of thinking about it, and I wish that we could postpone it to work on it more. That would make me feel better. I think that there's a lot here to work with, but I still, you know, personally have some reservations. So,
further discussion as amended, Council.
Sure. I made it fairly clear when we postponed this last time that I couldn't support the ordinance as amended. I'm just going to quickly hit my 5 bullet point concerns. Give a little bit of. I'm going to circle back and give a little bit of explanation. First, you know, I want to say that I don't feel like the proponents of this ever identified a clear local problem that this was trying to solve. Second, I feel like proponents of pushing a solution that has clearly been invalidated by the state Supreme Court, for whatever reason, will recognize that. Third, I don't see that this solution actually fits the problem. Fourth, the more I look at this ordinance, it seems not to be about food. It seems to be about a debate about home rule. And fifth, the concept of municipal authority contained in this, I think, is fundamentally flawed. Let me go back to the first point. I've asked several folks to say, tell me where the barriers are. As Councilor Acker has pointed out, we have thriving food-to-table restaurants here. We have a thriving farmers market. We have many people in Rockland who buy food from through community-supported agriculture, myself being one of them. I had asked, okay, you know, is this a problem with, you know, the process for handling vegetables? Is this a problem with the process for processing meat? And I want to give a shout out to Max Miller, who's not here tonight. He was the one person who I think gave me a clear answer in terms of some of the challenges Dave faced as a Landings restaurant when you buy local meat to serve in the restaurant. But this doesn't speak to that. And Max was the one person who really gave me some clear insight, and that's only a problem I'm glad to circle back and talk to them about. The next point was that as someone who's representing environmental groups before municipal boards and maybe close to three decades, have plenty of gray hair and bald head to go for it, I'm confounded that the Brown decision seems to me crystal clear, and the MMA's legal staff has also concluded it's crystal clear. The core point being put forward here is that this ordinance, when the municipality passes this ordinance, it can exempt local farmers from the need to comply with state law is simply not true. And, you know, we can wish it was different. There are plenty of rulings from the state Supreme Court that I wish were different when it comes to wetlands or water quality. The rules are what they are. And as elected officials, we're obliged to abide by them. My own personal bias, in my own experience with my clients, is once the court rules that way, you find another strategy. You may, the point that you're trying to accomplish may well be a valid one in being sure that whatever is governing local food transactions is simple, but when the court rules a certain way, you move on. The third point I want to make is that I'm not at all, I said the solution in OAF is the problem, and that this ordinance doesn't seem to be about food. There are 29 paragraphs in this ordinance. More than half of them talk about the relationship between state government and local government. In a minority of them actually talk about food. I don't think to ensure a lack of burn or a lack of barriers for selling local food, we need to reinvent the relationship between local government and the municipality. And as I said earlier, I think this still fundamentally turns what has always been my understanding of home rule here on its head. And certainly in the Brown decision, I think the court was crystal clear that for areas regulated by the state, that state preemption applies. In this case, you know, labeling requirements, commercial distribution of produce, I think the state has fairly clearly said it's good authority, and the court is concerned with that. So, you know, if we want to find solutions going forward, I'm very glad to look for them. And you're talking to a council that I think at one point both Sonny Will and I, we have in our career here consistently supported options to simplify regulations. This is the council along with Falmouth and South Portland who took on Agrorolling, which is the largest utility in the state, and forced them through legislative change to deregulate the municipal street lighting market. So we're not opposed to pushing the envelope, we're not opposed to challenging the status quo, but you also have to look at the way we do it. And I thought this approach is fundamentally flawed and it's not one I can support. And I would also, like, in a closing note, I would have to say that I feel like the debate of my voice is a little hoarse here from whether I draw on campaigning. Well, I am glad to see people in Rockland bringing the question forward, and I'm very open to how we can best support local agriculture. I feel like the way this has played out is in many ways an example of what's wrong with politics at this point. We started with a council where I think everybody here was sympathetic with the question. We started with a council where everyone here has a record, I think, or most everybody, we've got a couple of new councilors, has a record of supporting local agriculture in some form. In Will and I's tenure, we've made at least three amendments. One, to allow domestic chickens. Two, to create zoning that was very cognizant of the agriculture barrier here in West Cole County Road. And there was one more, which I'm now spacing out. But every time, particularly the mayor said, by a different way, we got pushback, this way or not. So I just want to say it's not helpful to take, in my mind, my way or the highway approach.
Council's further discussion on ordinance amendment number 35 as amended. Council Blake.
I'd like to start by not really addressing anything that's been said, because I think what Larry has to say is very important about ordinances and how they need to be passed and how we should approach it. On the other hand, this is something that came to us from citizens, and I think we also have to recognize the value of what they put into it to make this happen. It's not a perfect ordinance. Usually when something comes up here, they're not perfect, and that's why I have an amendment process to keep improving things as time goes by. But I think it's an important issue about how we want to live. I'm sure we can all remember when we were kids, well, again, when I'm so old, the thought of getting fresh fruit out of season of any kind from anywhere around the world has certainly revolutionized how we go shopping in the middle of the winter. But we also know that there's nothing that tastes better, as somebody said, than a fresh tomato or honey that comes from somebody's backyard when they grow their own, have their own bees. And I think we want to put a value on that that says that there's some local value that we put on it that's greater than the big agriculture business that's out there. And so some ways that's all this is about. The state will probably balk at whatever we do, but on the other hand, we sort of have to push the horse from behind sometimes, and if we have to sort of goad the horse, in this case the state, to get the way we want to go, it's not a bad thing to do. If we pass something like this, one of the problems is we're sort of, and it's a good thing, if Rockland is a leader as far as cities go in terms of this kind of ordinance, there's not a lot of support you get from other towns, and you're not going to get a lot of support from the main municipal, and you're not going to get a lot of support from the state right off the bat. We're sort of pushing, as you say, the envelope. And I think that's a good thing. I think that's the kind of reputation Rockland wants to have, is a place that's valuing, I don't want to call it old values, but they may be the values of the future. And I think that's not a bad thing to do. So I'm gonna vote in favor of this. I think, as Ron Huber pointed out, we have an industry that they don't have in other places, which is fishing, and we should find a way to incorporate fishing as part of a local food ordinance, too. But that's down the road.
Further discussion, Councilor Geiger.
I regret that this has turned into such a contentious debate. I had no idea when I started down this road that there would be such hard feelings around it. To me, it is and was and in a way still is a fairly simple ordinance. When I look at Section 201A, Title 7A of the Maine Revised Statute, it says, "It is the policy of the state to encourage food self-sufficiencies for its citizens. The Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry shall support policies that, one, allow local control. Through local control, preserve the abilities of communities to produce, process, sell, purchase, and consume locally produced food. Two, improve health and well-being of citizens of this state by reducing hunger and increasing food security through improved access to wholesome, nutritious food by supporting family farms and encouraging sustainable farming and fishing. Three, self-reliance and personal responsibility. Promote self-reliance and personal responsibility by ensuring the ability of individuals, families, and other entities to prepare, process, advertise, and sell foods directly to customers intended solely for consumption by the customers or their families." To me, this ordinance is simply taking the directive toward the Department of Agriculture and making that directive true for Rockland. It is saying the state has set out these goals, and we are now going to say to the state, we hear you and we adopt them for our community. And it is my hopes, and it was one of the reasons I think that we had trouble addressing many of the desires for change in this ordinance, is that this is one, we are one of 19 towns to consider this. 18 have passed it. I didn't want an ordinance that changed so radically from the other 18 that it ceased to be part of a wave of communities talking, having a conversation with the state about the future of food and local control of food. So I still would hope and ask my fellow councilors to pass this at least on first reading. I think Renew Rockland, the permaculture community, the local farming community, is more than willing to continue to work on any further amendments to solve any lingering issues. I recognize, Larry, that probably there is nothing we could do that would bring you on board. But I hope that it could pass in first reading to continue this conversation. Thank you.
Further discussion on Ordinance Amendment Number 35 as amended. City Clerk, you are recognized for the vote on Ordinance Amendment Number 35 as amended.
Councilor Blazier.
Yes.
Councilor Pritchett.
No.
Mayor Clayton.
No.
Councilor Geiger.
Yes.
Councilor Acker.
Yes.
That is 3-4, 2 opposed. Ordinance Amendment Number 35 passes. And we will hold a public hearing. We still have to hold the quorum. 30 days on January 13th.
February.